Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express Network. Talk radio that informs. Talk radio that inspires. Talk radio that enlightens. Talk radio for us all.
Going to be discussing something that I hold close and near and dear to my heart, and it's fitness. As you know, if you followed me over the years, I am what you would say a fitness enthusiast. I believe that fitness should be an important part of your existence on this planet, because without it, you can't be the best person you can possibly be, because you're not using that wonderful thing that you were given, that temple, in the manner that it was given to you to use it. Today, we're going to have joining us Patrice Peters. Patrice Peters is of Cosmic Energy Fitness Studio. And as you know, I'm always interested in all different kinds of fitness trends. So she is going to discuss pound fitness. I don't exactly know what it is, and she is going to give us a basic understanding of what it is and what it encompasses. And then we're going to discuss some other fitness trends, and then we're going to let her go because she has a class to teach, and she has been kind enough to spend some time with us before she goes to her class. So please allow me the opportunity to bring to you Patrice Peters.
Thank you so much, Aurelia. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes. Now, you are a fitness veteran. How long have you been in the industry?
Oh, wow. About 25 years.
Yeah. Wow. So when did you start, and where did you get your start?
I love the way that it all came together. I was attending school in Brooklyn College. And I was always very active. I'm just interested in keeping my temple, as you've so nicely put it, in tip-top condition. And I love music and love movement and all that. And so students were allowed to go to the fitness center, and we had some fitness classes. Well, a young lady who was a student, she was the instructor. And I had probably been attending the classes less than a year when it was time for her to graduate. And she recommended me to continue instructing classes after she was gone. Believe it or not, it really was not top of mind. I was going for my business degree and so on, and just enjoyed it as a hobby, but never really thought about teaching. And it kind of put me on the spot. I started doing certifications, and that's how it started in school.
Oh, great. Excellent. Now, being that you started off in that particular manner, was it difficult for you to make that transition from being just, I could say, an enthusiast to a professional?
Not really. Of course, the jitters and the butterflies for the first few classes. I had that because I just wanted to do the best job. But it was among peers, because I was teaching people who had been taking the class with me for a few months before. Even instructing for me is more of motivating others, and we're doing this together. And so only wanting to do the best, that was a bit of pressure. And she was very good also. So trying to live up to the expectations. And because it wasn't, as I said, top of mind at that time, kind of got caught off guard, but happy that I said yes. And honey, from there on, it was history.
That's great. Now, I know how important it is for you to maintain constant education, because there's so many different types of fitness trends that are going on out there. How often do you have to get recertified to be able to maintain your license, so to speak?
Every two years. Every 2 years, hopefully, to the listeners out there, especially if you have trainers, please question them regarding certification. But every 2 years, we recertify, and also for first aid, CPR, and AC training. basically, you cannot get your certification unless you also submit paperwork for that. So they go hand in hand, which is a good thing.
Okay. Now, with that also, there are insurance requirements as well, because I know that if you are training on your own, you have to be insured. And even if you're training in, like, just say, a brick-and-mortar building, you have to have some kind of insurance, or the company that you're working with should have some type of insurance. What is required?
Yes, and insurance, it differs, because I have a facility, so my insurance coverage is pretty different to an instructor who may be going from location to location. And, you know, for instructors, I say, I just call around, even if you were to Google different, just like you have regular insurance, you have State Farm, Geico, and all the various options that you have. There are different options and different levels according to your requirements. I also train in corporate locations. They require particular types of this, so it really differs, but it's good to have that coverage just in case something happens that you're protected. So I urge everybody, also instructors, if anyone is listening, trainers, to seek some insurance. It's a little bit more, you know, money involved, but it's worth it, because you never know.
Okay, now we're going to talk about fitness trends and body types. You know, for example, here I am. My history, I'll give you a brief overview. I started off running track. Really, I started off dancing. Then I started running track. And when I decided that I didn't want to run track anymore, I wanted to maintain my level of activity, and I decided to do endurance training, endurance races, and stuff like that. That transition for me was very difficult because of the different types of movements for short distance as opposed to long distance. And I wound up getting injured a lot because my body couldn't make that transition that easily.
Now, I find,
yes,
you know, for you being an athlete, and basically you had what we consider to be a repetitive motion, repetitive movement, running track, or think about somebody who does swimming, you know, different muscles that you use, and those are the muscles that you use on a regular basis, because that is that's a sport that you're in, and so you tend to train and heavily rely on certain muscles, and then you're making a change to something else where some other muscles are saying, hey, now we get to play, and you're not accustomed to using them. But athletes, I find that it is not impossible, of course, but a little different than somebody who is in, let's say, group exercise classes or in the gym, because we typically train the entire body and not just specific muscles to accomplish a specific task. And it is good to do what's considered cross training. So, you know, while you were running track, I don't know, you know, were you doing any weightlifting? Were you doing any yoga, flexibility? So just the difference.
Yeah, well, the program that I was in was an Olympic development program, so everything was and, you know, intensified to the highest degree. So we did have to do, you know, weight training, body conditioning, and all those other things. But once I left that, because we had everything in place, but once I left that and started doing things on my own, that's when things started getting all jacked up. And yes. And what I found was that I would go in the gym, I would try different things, because, like I said, I'm always interested in new and different fitness trends. So I did deep water running, which I found very interesting. I did the dance classes. I took some classes at Albanelli's because I wanted to be able to have that, I guess you could say, cross-training, non-running kind of activity going on. And then I would be in the gym, and then I would also try those new, you know, the HIIT routines and FIT routines, all those different things. And I found that in trying all those different things, I got injured a lot.
Wow.
What works for some people and what doesn't work for people?
Right. And the best thing I can think of, are you sure you had correct form? while you are executing your exercises, because that's going to be very important. Usually, cross training is to me elevate your the whole physical conditioning of the body, but the exercises must be done correctly and in moderation. You know, you're a professional athlete, so I don't know if you just went in and went hardcore now. but usually, cross training is going to be a very good benefit for an individual, and it reduces injury too, because you're using all of the muscles and not relying on a certain group.
Now, okay.
So what do you do now?
What do I do now? Now I jog and I go to the gym and I kind of like take it light because I don't want to injure myself. I just did a 10K in New Orleans and I was fine with that. And I said, you know, I'm just going to do races randomly here and there. I'm just trying to stay in good shape now. I'm not trying to do anything that's going to make my heart rate go up to the point where I'm just no good.
Exhausted, But definitely just to maintain and keep moving.
So, you know, and that's what I'm doing at this time. But I do find different things interesting. Like I want to do the cycling, the aqua cycle.
Yes, I've seen that. Haven't done it. That looks like fun because I've also taught indoor cycling. So to be in the water, that must be really cool.
Yeah, so I want to try that. That's the next thing on my, my list of things to try. But I'm seeing this Pound Fitness. What is it? I'm curious.
So this is a new trend, and I think this one is it's going to be around for a long time. And my first impression of it is you're a want-to-be drummer, and this is your opportunity to be on your own stage and drum to your heart content, because that's what it is. It was actually created by two young ladies who are drummers, and they use sticks that look like drumsticks, but they're called wrist sticks, and that sticks as an S-T-I-X. And they weigh about 1 pound. They're a little longer than the typical drumstick. And you are drumming to the music. You're drumming right along to the beats of a song, but you are also performing different movements. It is a combination of drumming and Pilates because there is a lot of core work that is involved, lots of core arms and leg work. And so it's done standing or it's done in a seated position where I'm not sure if you ever took a Pilates class. One of the famous ones would be like a Pilates pump where you're sitting and you lean slightly back and you need to engage the core muscles. So lots of the movements are done in that position too.
I did do a bar class, pure bar class.
Okay.
So is it similar to that?
Not really. I'm going to say a little bit more movement and rhythm. The songs are usually upbeat so that you can be striking the floor. And if you can't hit the floor, you just go through the motion as if you were going to go down to the floor. So a little bit more movement, especially upper body movement.
Okay. So with this controlled, it's controlled movement, so to speak, because you have to be able to balance your body to be able to do the drumming as well as perform the exercises, correct?
Yes, and engage. And you have squats and lunges, but not to discourage anyone at all who would like to do pound, because you squat or you lunge to your limit. And some people are able to go all the way down and hit the floor, and some people don't. But they still get the benefit of the exercise by holding the pose or by moving the arms, making big movements with the arms. So it is very controlled still. Not a lot of dancing. So that's one difference with pound and lots of other formats, because it has routines, but you're either twisting or going up and down or lunging. So no worries about choreography in terms of dancing.
Are there moderations to the movements for those who have, like, you know, knee issues or stuff like that?
Definitely. Just with a regular squat exercise where some individuals are able to go lower than others, if somebody needs to just give a slight squat, that is fine. You are still executing the exercise. You know,
now,
I tell people, you know, I may do a jumping jack, but you do a side tap. You're still working out. You're still moving. You're still going to be on beat with everybody else.
Okay. Now, if someone has like a health condition, what would you recommend if they wanted to try this particular type of fitness activity?
Well,
what would you
first and foremost, clearance from your doctor. That's the first thing. Once you have clearance to exercise, it's just to go at your own pace. Take a break when you need to walk around. I tell people to walk around. There are times, you know, people are inclined to sit. It's like, oh, my goodness, and, you know, I'm exhausted and so on. And if you just walk around and bring the heart rate slightly down, they'll be fine and be able to come back in again. Something like interval training where the heart rate may go up and you bring it back down. And once you are still alert and engaged and everything, you come back and join the exercise, and eventually you'll be able to execute better and better after each class. But
now,
definitely they can try it once they have clearance to work out.
Okay. How long is a class usually last?
It is typically 45 minutes. So unlike other majority of fitness classes, that, you know, maybe an hour, this one is 45 minutes. Pretty intense, excellent workout. And we have, which later on I can tell you a little bit about our upcoming event, where we actually are going to break it down like into 30 minutes and take a 5 to 8 minute break and back for another. But that's just a special class that we'll be doing.
Okay. Now, you're with Cosmic Energy Fitness Studios.
Yes.
And where are you located so people can have an idea where you're located?
Okay, we are inside of North Lake Mall, and the address is 4800 Briarcliff Road, Northeast. That's Atlanta 30345. And once again, we are inside of North Lake Mall, the top level closer to Sears. And so there is ample parking spaces available. And, you know, you come shopping for people come shopping for clothes, and some others come shopping for fitness.
All right. I would rather shop for fitness than for clothes. But unless it's fitness clothes, that's another story.
Oh, boy, there you go. Yes.
Okay. Now, okay, this particular exercise, for example, if I was a novice, I wouldn't go do CrossFit until I got, you know, better body conditioning.
Definitely, yes. And CrossFit, I have a like dislike for CrossFit only because it became very popular very fast, where the general public, regular individuals, were running to do it and unfortunately got hurt. Whereas it was more geared to, I think, the athlete or the regular exerciser who is quite conditioned, but not something that I would suggest someone who is embarking on their fitness journey to do CrossFit, because it's made for high intensity. That's what the program is. And so you just have to be very careful, because some of the positioning of the body is lots of strain on other muscles that may not be ready to accept that work, that load that you're about to put on it. And I have seen individuals go in and then be on bed rest for quite a number of months.
Yes, I've seen that too. And they had an article in the Wall Street Journal about that as well, as, you know, about how a lot of people, they embark upon this particular journey and find out that it's not the journey that they should have embarked upon so soon.
Yes. And then it's just happening when you start working out, and then you got to be out for quite a while, you're down and out. That can be disheartening too. And give you a negative outlook towards exercise, unfortunately. So I say start start small, start slow. Start with regular group exercise classes, find a trainer, or just start with machines and then build up from there. But, yeah, don't just go jump into the ocean now. Start from the shoreline.
Something
start
I would do.
Shoreline. Start from the shoreline. Start in the kiddie pool and wade your way in. Yes.
Now, okay, would you also agree that in addition to partaking in a good fitness regimen, you must also eat right and hydrate yourself? That's important and key to success?
Yes. In terms of hydration, I always tell my clients at the point where you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And so make it a habit to just constantly sip some water. It's typically like 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes that you do an exercise, that you should just take some water. And obviously during the summer months, or if you're outdoors, you're going to need to be hydrated more than possibly the winter time. And so just to remember and to have it with you, because sometimes then you reach for the wrong thing if you're not prepared. So have your water. And in terms of nutrition, it's to be smart about it. Don't expect too much too soon. You know, people wanting to lose weight may say, okay, well, I'm just cutting this, cutting that, cutting everything. You know, I tell people I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't give that much advice, but there's lots of common sense things that we know we should be doing, and so I'm just can remind you of those. That's what I'm here for. In terms of anything, specific needs that individuals may have, then I say to seek professionals, nutritionists, and dietitians to help them.
Okay, great.
But just general stuff, your fruits and vegetables, you know, keep that building up on your plate more than anything else, and you should be okay and get lots of nutrients that way too.
Okay. Now, we don't have a lot of time left. How can people follow you if they want to connect with you for further information?
Okay. There are a couple of ways. The phone number, let me give you a phone number. It's 678-948-5524. Once again, 678-948-5524. And individuals can reach me that way. Also, our Cosmic Energy Fitness Studio Facebook page has lots of information and some videos of classes in case individuals would like to get a sneak peek. Any of your listeners that are in our area, once they mention that they heard us on the show, we'll honor them with 2 free classes also.
Can and you hear that, listeners?
Take advantage of it now. Yeah, so for the month of August, anyone that's listening, if you want to come and try the class, our schedule is on our website, which is www.cosmicenergyfitness.com. You'll find the class schedule, and any 2 classes that you'd like to try, just come on in and say that you were listening to Patrice. And I'm on Instagram personally as Patty Tonic. That's P-A-T-T-Y Tonic, T-O-N-I-C. When you watch the videos, you'll probably see why. Remember, it's called Cosmic Energy now. And we are very energized and very motivating instructors that are here. And so give us a call. Check out our Facebook page. Check the website. And come on over and see us.
Okay, great, great. I'm so glad we had this opportunity to kind of like sit down and chat a little bit about fitness and fitness trend and learn more about Pound Fitness. And
yeah.
I think it's something that I'd be interested in trying when I get a chance.
Okay.
I would love to be able to have you back again so we can talk more in depth about, you know, fitness with more, you know, be more specific on particular things instead of just, you know, covering a whole bunch of things in a short period of time because there's some other questions that I have. So when you have more time, I would
like
love
to be back. Thank you much. And our Pound class is on Thursdays at 7 o'clock. So I'm actually going to be teaching that class in a couple of minutes. Every Thursday at 7 o'clock. So come on in and try it. It's awesome. You know that show Live with Kelly?
Yes, of course.
Yep, okay. So about I'm going to say about 3 weeks ago, they featured Pound, and so they were doing the exercise there. So Steve Harvey, he's also, he was one of the first ones to try it, actually, and have it on his show, Pound Fitness. And everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's now getting some awareness about it. And we have a Pound and Pour event, and that's going to be August 19th at 8 p.m. It's called Pound and Pour because we'll have a little something on the side to pour. When you come in, you'll see. but that class is going to be for about an hour and 15 minutes. We'll go through some instructions on how to hold the sticks and so on. And then we'll have a wonderful time. It's a Friday night.
Okay, great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And once again, for all those who are listening to the show who are in the Atlanta area this month only, she's, you know, offering you 2 free classes. So take advantage of it if you're out there. And
yes.
Let me know how it is because I want to know.
Yes. Yes, listeners, come on in.
Okay, great. So on that note, I guess it's time for us to let you go teach your class because I know your students are eager to have you in front of that classroom.
They are so ready. They are so ready.
Okay. So I want to thank you again for your time, and we'll have you back again soon.
Thank you very much, Liz. And you have a wonderful weekend. Tomorrow is Friday.
Yes, yes. Hoot, hoot.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Okay. Thank
you.
All
right. You too. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. So, everyone, that was Patrice Peters. She came to us from Pound Fitness, to discuss Pound Fitness, and she's with Cosmic Energy Fitness Studios out in Atlanta, Georgia. So, you know, it was great to have her come and discuss this particular fitness trend that's going on right now. Now, there are so many other ones out there, and I'm not saying that one is any better than others. Every person has their own preference, what they like and what they don't like. And you do what you need to do as long as you're doing something. That's what's important, that you do something. You get the body moving, you keep the body moving, because that's so important for just being able to maintain yourself as you move forward in your development in life in general, because fitness takes care of everything. Now, I can also tell you that I've tried some different places to buy fitness outfits, and I'm doing this Fabletics or whatever that is. I think that's what it's called right now, and I'm trying their program to see how that goes, and if I like it, I'll keep you posted. I know Beyonce has a fitness line also, and her stuff is really, really, really cute. There are some other places that I'll kind of like give you information on when I find out more information and details about that as well. Because I mean, you can go to Marshall's, TJ Maxx. If you're going to go out there, at least go out there and look cute. There's nothing wrong with it. You're working hard. You're making yourself look good and feel good. So why not wear a cute outfit while you're doing it in the process? I throw on a T-shirt and I throw a scarf on my head and I go out and do my thing. But still, every now and again, it doesn't hurt you to look cute. Why not? So on that note, I'm being a little bit coy about the whole exercise, thing, trend and all the notion of exercise. But many of you know that I take that very seriously because I do take taking care of yourself very seriously because that's extremely important to your health and development. And as I say to each and every one of you, take care of yourself because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take any of the people that you love who love you. And you want to be around to help them as best you can. So on that note, I'm going to leave you because it's Thursday and I don't normally do a show on Thursdays, but I'm glad I took the time out for this particular show. To each and every one of you, take care of yourself. Follow your dreams and travel your own path in your journey. Be well, take care of yourself, and God bless.